Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And welcome to the Z92 audience. That's Z92, our home affiliate in Omaha. They were off the air until now.
Yeah, we don't know.
Somewhere last night.
When that started.
Yeah. Sorry to blow the illusion, but nobody's here usually except for me and Todd.
Sometimes. Late last night.
It's all taped after that.
I went to bed about 10 last night, and when I got up this morning, there were 8 puppies in the house.
Oh, you had dogs last night, huh?
We had puppies last night. Well, I didn't do anything. I slept.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Well, yeah, what can you do?
Midwife?
Just make sure, yeah.
Yeah,
you pull them out.
You'd be the midwife. Mm-hmm. And yeah, clean them up a little bit.
Yeah.
You give them to mom, and she cleans them up a little more.
Oh, man. Any runs?
Not my mom. I don't know. I didn't have time to talk to her this morning because I woke up late.
All right.
I just said, how many? 8. Okay, I love you. Have fun.
8 puppies. to your wife, not the dogs.
Yeah. Right?
That's kind of weird.
So you'll be sleeping on the couch for the next month? Yeah. Okay, have fun.
No, you got to keep the puppies before you sell them or give them away.
No, you can say that
we
sell the puppies.
I didn't know you
because
could do that.
You incorrectly stated the other day that we make money.
No, I know you don't make money. That's not what I meant by that. I stopped.
We sell them, but believe me, this is not a for-profit venture.
Okay.
After all you put into it, it ends up...
You figured that in your head?
Right.
You figured that in your head.
It ends up...
It sounds like a scheme, right?
About even,
you forget how much we paid to do that kind of stuff, yeah.
Some
people forget that kind of thing. I've been in situations, not necessarily that, where... It's going to cost me what, and we're going to make what? And that's pretty much not making any money at all.
Yeah, that's a wash.
That's a wash. Mr. Skin's going to phone the program a little bit later on this morning. Petey Mack will be here. Craig Evans. We were all together the other night. We all went and saw Queen. Queen and Adam Lambert. If you get a chance to see Queen and Adam Lambert in your town, it was an incredible show.
I mean, worth it.
Adam's voice is not quite Freddie Mercury, but he's about the closest you're going to get without being... that full baritone that Freddie Mercury has, but he's pretty good. He's pretty damn good, and he's flamboyant like Freddie, and it was a great show. And Brian May and Roger Taylor are just still great. They're legends.
One Adam Lambert cover.
Yeah, which I knew was, we knew that going in. I checked out the set list. That's when I went and peed. But it sounds like a Queen song anyway.
It sounded Queen-ish.
It sounds Queen. I bet sure people in the crowd that thought it was Queen, but I knew it wasn't a Queen song because I know all the Queen songs.
One drum battle, one guitar solo.
We knew drum battle was coming up, and I'll miss any drum solo. Guitar solos, I don't mind, especially Brian May.
It gives you a chance to pee, and then it gives Adam Lambert a chance to change costumes.
Exactly.
I don't know how many times he changed costumes throughout the night.
But it was an incredible show. If you get to see Adam Lambert, well, Queen plus Adam Lambert.
Oh, and then there's one place where Brian May has to change into the football shirt of wherever you happen to be.
You know, I'll tell you what. I read the review the very next day. I want to give the dude credit, the local dude, because usually he mentions something about old and within the first sentence. He did not.
Really?
And he also didn't mention a T-shirt that said Huskers.
He didn't.
No, he did not.
Yeah, good for him.
He liked the show despite it not being some band you've never heard of.
Thank you. Right.
That's funny,
exactly.
Because,
right. Yeah. Right. Thank you. He wrote about something people know.
Brian May didn't do that anywhere else.
No, he does it everywhere.
He's just a Husker fan.
He does it everywhere.
No, the Husker fan. Yeah,
he
wears the Husker shirt and everywhere.
No, he does not.
He does not customize it to the market.
That was crisp, and it didn't really fit him that well. Like one of those crisp T-shirts with sleeves halfway down. It didn't look good.
Somebody gave a roadie $20 and said, get him a large.
Right.
Find something
that
says
Nebraska.
He's a
skinny 70-year-old.
Go.
Right.
Yeah.
Run down the street now.
Nobody cares.
First store you find that you can get a T-shirt, just get one.
He didn't say anything on the phone about that.
Here's a 20.
Because I think where they make a lot of mistakes sometimes, the crowds here, when bands come in and try to do stuff like that, if you're not familiar with our area of the country, Omaha is right across the river, which is where the arena is, from a state called Iowa, and they don't care.
No.
They don't care.
They actually
You could put a Hawk shirt on. There's just as many Iowa fans in that crowd, but it was a great show. It was a great show. Craig Evans. Craig was there, too, actually.
He was.
Yeah. That was after we left a local horse racing park, too, and I stayed at the Horseman's Park, it's called. We had a good time there. And once again, we're back on the air at Z92. Of course, you're hearing that. You know we're on the air here because they were off the air all night, but want to make sure you know we're back on. And we're back on everywhere else. We were going to be on everywhere anyway, weren't we?
Yeah.
Because we were going to tell you stories about this city. Like, this place sucks, you know.
Yeah.
We could have talked about it. I was thinking that's what I was going to come live and tell the rest of the world about our little hometown here. But...
And thanks to our engineer, John, for
thank you,
rolling
John.
Up and head to the transmitter,
yeah,
John.
Somebody
but I would advise you that people can podcast.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
They can do that in Stitcher and iTunes
and TNT.
And
stream.
And stream.
All
that stream is still working, right? Okay. All right.
Let me impart
Mr.
something
Skin
here.
Mr. Skin, too. Mr. Skin. Yes.
Because I got, I don't know, at least 100 of these messages in my direct message box and social and Facebook. Facebook
what
specifically.
What happened?
Snopes.com.
Oh.
The headline says, accepting a Facebook friend request from a stranger will not provide hackers with access to your computer and online accounts. So stop with the messages.
Oh, people don't look at anything, do they?
That was, don't friend, and it was the same name. Don't friend this person. He's a hacker, and he'll hack you and hack you. And
why do people fall for something immediately?
I don't know. Why don't people at least look into it?
Because you
probably could have gone to Snopes days ago, once you got that message and said,
I wound up, it's true.
It's
remember that one? We knew some guys that fell for that one. You had the post where Facebook wasn't allowed to use your photos. You'd officially post some big long thing that said,
No,
it's fake.
You need to write a disclaimer.
We knew guys that fell for that I thought were smart, James.
Or Facebook. It's going to take all your photos.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If you put them up on Facebook,
they're there anyway.
They're property of Facebook.
Anyway.
Plain and simple.
But they'd write this thing down like somebody wants a picture of your drunken ass.
Yeah, like it was some legal thing.
Well, I did see something this morning on Facebook, which we will not share. I don't know how long it's going to be there. But it was
on
a picture
Facebook,
of Larry the Cable Guy fishing.
It wasn't Twitter, right?
No, it was Facebook.
Facebook, okay.
It wasn't Larry the Cable Guy fishing before.
No,
so before
wasn't.
I say that, it's because he called. That was during he called Friday and was fishing. It's a guy, and there's another dude in the picture, too. You just see his arms in front of the fish, and the fish is performing. So tomming the dude. Now you and Push are talking off the air about how you feel, you can sometimes feel teeth in those things. I said, I don't want to be involved.
Yeah,
but you said that's with your finger, right?
Some, a crappy, for instance.
What kind of fish was that? Did you see it?
I did not see it.
Oh.
I have to take a better look there. But
right.
Crappy, small teeth that, if you catch a bunch of them, you'll feel like your thumb got worn down by the end of the day.
Well, this wouldn't be your thumb.
It's an excellent feeling, by the way, having your thumb worn down.
This wouldn't be your thumb.
By catching way too many crappy.
No, it's pretty brutal. It's a penis. Sorry. But I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I think I've seen it all. I've seen some horrible stuff on Facebook and Twitter. But this won't be long on Facebook. In fact, I can't find it now. I should have saved it.
Already went away.
I don't know. I don't know how far down on my Facebook feed it was, but it was junk, and it was. Oh, it's coming down here. I think it's showing up here now. And you'll see this.
I'm not a real fish scientist here, but I can identify some species of fish.
Oh, I mean, there it is. It's brutal. It's brutal. It is so brutal, and it's still up there.
Oh, that appears to be like a carp.
Yeah, that's a carp. So Tom and a dude.
Definitely a carp.
And I don't usually feel sorry for fish, but I kind of do here. Because the fish has no idea he's being forced to do that.
Yeah.
You know, he has no idea it's a sexual thing.
And usually,
he thinks it's just a hell of a lure, man.
Usually they're kind of finicky. So
it looks like it's being force-fed.
I think he's being forced.
Look at the size of that.
Somebody's raping a carp.
That's carp rape.
Yeah.
It was super rapey in there.
In that bass baby.
Sodomizing the carp.
That is so brutal. I can't share it. I wish I could share it with people, but you don't want to see it anyway. And we're not going to get involved with there.
Stop carp rape.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I saw that.
I know. I had to show it to somebody besides me. Have you seen it, Puss?
Yeah, briefly I saw
good.
It.
Good, yeah, I don't want to. I mean, I'm going
to
show.
No, did you look at it enough to.
You see the junk right
be able to discern that it is indeed a carp?
No.
Okay. No, I
had to look at it that long.
I looked at it enough
to make sure it was junk, and it was. It was disgusting. But I'm going to show Petey and Craig that today without them knowing it, too. Hey, look at this quick. And then
that'll be 2 days in a row you've done that to Petey.
Petey, last Friday, I showed him the soccer team stuff, man. All right. Craig Evans, Petey Mack. We got Mr. Skin today, right?
We do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
All right. There's a hot chick. Remind me to look up this hot chick. I watched a movie yesterday. I was a little hungover yesterday. Surprise. We had a long day Saturday. But I watched a movie called War Dogs. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, is that the one with Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill. And
I've seen
who's
parts
the actor?
Of that.
Who's the other guy? Yeah. You'd recognize that guy. You know his name. He's a pretty good actor, too. In fact, playing one of the first things I've ever seen him in. But his wife in the movie, not Jonah Hill, the other guy's wife, is some gorgeous Hispanic chick. I got to find out her name. She should be naked anywhere. She's not naked in that, but she's walking around a little panty sometimes.
Miles Teller is the other dude.
Yeah. But the movie is based on a true story about those guys during the Iraq War, two 20-somethings in Miami that became arms dealers legally, and then they crossed the line a little bit. But it's
blonde chick?
No, she's brunette, man.
Okay.
She's brunette. In the movie, so let's look her up, and I'm going to ask her. But it's a good movie, by the way. It's a good movie.
This one could be.
Yeah, if you come across War Dogs, check it out.
This chick could be brunette. She's Cuban.
That had to be her, a little brunette girl. If you look at her, look at the photos of her from the movie, then I would be able to tell you if it's her or not.
Yeah, I can't tell. Yeah, there are pictures of her as a blonde.
Oh, okay. Well, she's a brunette in this movie.
It might be her. There are pictures of her as a brunette.
Is she naked anywhere? What's her name, damn it? That's what I want to know so bad. All right, really bad. I want her to be a carp. You had no idea he's tuning in when I said that. We'll revisit that later on. Craig Evans and a few, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.